The General Services Administration is undertaking renovations of federally owned buildings across the country. The modernized structures will save money in part by reducing energy and water consumption. Locally, the agency has completed a makeover of the Park Lawn building in Rockville, Maryland. The once homely behemoth has gotten more than a facelift. For an update, we turn to Victoria Hartke, the director of the Office of Leasing at GSA's Public Building Service. Victoria, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
And I have to tell you, I have a personal interest in the story only because I've driven by that thing 10,000 times. And let's face it, it was one of the ugliest buildings in the county. So tell us what's been happening there, because it doesn't look the same anymore.
No, indeed. GSA has been working with an affiliate of the JBG companies of Chevy Chase, Maryland, to renovate the Park Lawn building located at 5600 Fishers Lane in Rockville for continued occupancy by the Department of Health and Human Services.
So you decided not to tear it down?
It wasn't our building. We had been leasing the building since the early 1970s when it was the home of the Department of Health, Education, and Welfare, which eventually became the headquarters for the Food and Drug Administration until FDA moved out to White Oak. HHS moved in and was there in the building until about 2010 when it really was in much need of upgrades. So we began a lease procurement, a competitive procurement across suburban Maryland, which included Prince George's County and Montgomery County, and ultimately selected the Park Lawn building as the new location for HHS.
And Victoria, I must confess, I am not like Tom. I have not driven by there. So can you explain what it was like before compared to now?
Well, certainly what I'll do is tell you that now it boasts a LEED Platinum rating. It's a 935,000 square foot lease. It's got features that include a 26,000 square foot atrium, a 4,000 square foot conference facility. The way it's designed by JBG and their architects, Gensler and Davis Construction, it has narrow floor plates, which allow maximum access to natural light. They've also included energy conserving building systems and an open working environment that really is, it's transformational for the building. It's completely different than the way it looked before.
So basically all that's left is the skeleton of what was there, right?
Absolutely.
So what will the people use it for? I mean, obviously there are a lot of people that work there. How did you take into consideration how the office life is changing? For example, I'm thinking about how GSA no longer has specific even cubicles for people at its office. Did you think about the way that people do their 9-to-5?
We absolutely did, and we had an incredibly good working partnership with HHS. After we awarded the lease, we worked with HHS to evaluate the leasing portfolio, really with a focus on reducing costs and improving space utilization. As a result of their review, HHS decided to increase the population at Park Lawn. They had originally planned to have only 2,941 employees with that address. They've increased that to 4,554 employees, which is a 54% increase in utilization. What that does, although it reduces the space utilization per employee from 265 down to 182, but more importantly, it provides for collaboration space, teaming areas, really consistent with what GSA has done at 1800F in terms of providing a different range of spaces for how people work, from quiet rooms to collaboration areas to teaming rooms to the conference room, really to achieve HHS's needs as we move into the 21st century workplace.
So everybody has about a third or less personal space, but there's much more space that they can use for whatever they need as the job demands.
That's correct. And in doing so, HHS will save $13.8 million a year in rent payments. They achieved this by consolidating four of their other expiring leases into this facility. And we really worked very closely with them to make sure that it isn't a loss so much of space as it is a gain of different types of space and natural light and the things that employees need these days to get their job done.
We're speaking with Victoria Hartke. She's director of the Office of Leasing and GSA's Public Building Service. And so how does this work financially? I mean, GSA leases it. I presume it's a long-term lease. Who paid for the renovations, and what did they all cost?
The renovations were part of the procurement. Each of the bidders in that procurement had to come forward with their design, how they intended to house the HHS and its associated organizations for throughout the term of the lease. We did in the procurement we looked at access to Metro. We looked at amenities. We conducted a best value procurement methodology that looked at the location, the building characteristics, past performance, and key personnel, really, and when we came right down to it and evaluated it against those criteria, that's how this building was selected. And so then HHS will pay rent to GSA, and GSA in turn will pay JBG.
So I've never renovated a house, but I know a lot of people who have, and they say that it always ends up taking longer and costing more than they originally expected. So in this process, where were your hurdles? Where were these surprises?
Well, I don't think there were as many surprises as there were additional needs. When HHS decided to move additional groups into the building by increasing the population by 54% as they did, we really needed to figure out, okay, how are we going to achieve this with regard to building systems and maintaining all of those essential things that they needed to get their mission done. So I think they really took an aggressive posture, and we supported them. GSA is trying to develop new offerings for our customers, one of which is a total workplace initiative, which allows agencies to reach out to us to have us buy for them furniture and IT, and then pay that back over the life of the lease. So as funding, it wasn't really an issue, but everyone had their eye on it, and we were able to use this total workplace program to get some furniture and AV equipment for HHS.
You don't want to work people that hard.
No, that's right. That's right. No, and we were able to do it off the schedules, the GSA schedules, which allowed savings again for the taxpayers as well.
And do the new building systems, are they the energy saving, state-of-the-art things, urinals that don't flush and new kinds of air conditioners and so forth, is that all in there too?
I haven't been into the men's rooms, but yes, absolutely. They do have the environmentally friendly features that really demonstrate and support GSA's commitment to sustainability.
Victoria, our heart key is...
Oh, I wanted to ask one more question before we let you go.
You could talk a whole hour on this.
Well, I like buildings and architecture, but it seems like all of the ideas that have been floating around federal buildings, public buildings, seem to have come together. Is this kind of a showcase project for how GSA would like to operate in the future?
You know, I think it was the leading edge. We continue with 1800F, with other lease procurements that are ongoing in the region, continue to push the envelope, not just to reduce space, but really to save rent as well. Notable about this particular lease is that the net effective rent of $30.70 a square foot, it is substantially below the $34 per square foot rate ceiling that we have established for suburban Maryland. So we're really we're transforming the workplace, combining the best elements that we can to help agencies achieve their mission while driving the savings for the American taxpayer.
And I think that says something, the fact that it's also in Montgomery County, which is expensive by anybody's standards.
Well, and what's interesting about Montgomery County is that there is a hub for bioscience that's happening with the 270 corridor, and so it definitely is linked in. We have a procurement right across the street that's almost concluding for the National Institute of Allergies and Infectious Diseases. So there's clearly an emphasis on bioscience in this particular area.
Victoria Hartke is Director of the Office of Leasing at GSA's Public Buildings Service. And Victoria, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Emily. Thanks, Tom.